Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Oscar Monday on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. For this Monday, March 13th, 2023, I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. We are going to break down the 95th Academy Awards, step by step, brick by brick. Angela Bassett's side eye by Angela Bassett's side eye.
Yeah, baby. All day long. That was, wow, they captured that.
We're so glad you're here. If you missed any part of hour one, where we talk about the pre-show, you can down that a little bit later. But we're so glad you're here. So join the conversation, too, as we talk about the Oscars via Twitter or email on our show page. Well, we talked about the pre-show. Let's get right to the actual broadcast, the very top, and I'm talking about Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Returning as host. I think this is his third or fourth time doing it. And I believe the last time he did it, it was the mix up with the envelopes, if I'm not.
Oh.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
The La La Land Moonlight debacle.
Yes.
He had a lot of fun with that, too.
Yes.
Pumpkin jokes.
And I heard the mini-me dirt alert there. There were a lot of Will Smith jokes throughout, a lot of them from Jimmy, most of them from Jimmy. Here's a little bit of his monologue talking about the slap, and we'll talk about his work as host on the other side. Take a listen.
We know this is a special night for you. We want you to have fun. We want you to feel safe. And most importantly, we want me to feel safe. So we have strict policies in place. If anyone in this theater commits an act of violence at any point during the show, you will be awarded the Oscar for Best Actor and permitted to give a 19-minute long speech. No, but seriously, the Academy has a crisis team in place. If anything unpredictable or violent happens during the ceremony, just do what you did last year. Nothing. Sit there and do absolutely nothing.
He just pointed out the absurdity. Yeah. It was.
Seriously. Seriously. And some people weren't laughing at that. I'm like, oh, laugh at yourself. Get off. Come on. Just don't be so pretentious. Y'all did nothing last year. Mm. Then he went on. He goes, and some of you even hugged the assailant.
Yeah.
Overall, my dear friend, talk to me. Talk to us. How do you think Jimmy did?
Oh, you guys know I love Jimmy Kimmel.
I
love when he hosts shows like this. Conan O'Brien, too. They're my favorite late night hosts, and also for things like this. He just he moves the show along. He will have, you know, an unscripted reaction to something that just happened, but doesn't take too long. And I just think he's gold. I think he did a fantastic job last night.
Holly, what did you think? You've watched every single one of these since you were born.
Jimmy Kimmel does fine. He does his jokes. He moves the show along. I don't think that the Oscars at this point needs anything more, and it doesn't need anything less. It was nice to have a singular MC last night to move the show along, because we went through a series of telecasts that had no hosts. Last year, we had three hosts, which is not uncommon in Oscar history, but it was just nice to have an old school MC moving the Oscars along.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh. I have blanked out so much of last year other than Will Smith.
Well, we all did, right?
Oh yeah, that was the headline.
Okay, because here, this is going to, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, Lex, but
yeah.
I'm going to try to prove a point here. What movie won Best Picture?
Last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. It's not coming to mind.
Lex, I'm not putting you on the spot.
No.
I was with you.
Yeah.
No, I'm making a point.
Yes.
I didn't know either until I read this morning. It was Coda.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
But I didn't remember that. I didn't remember that the show had three hosts. Who the hell were the hosts?
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
it was
Schumer.
Wanda Sykes. It was Schumer
and Regina Hall.
And Regina Hall. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I didn't love that. I didn't love that.
It was just so overshadowed by everything that happened that night that you're right. It just, we don't think about it.
No. Holly, it's just one guiding force because it bloats it other than, and Jimmy did.
That was Coda. Wow.
Yeah, I know, Lex.
Oh my gosh.
When I read that this morning, I thought, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Well, and then thinking back, you know, when the Best Supporting Actor and Actress Oscars were presented last night, and then watching last year's winners, and it was like, they had wonderful moments when they received their Academy Awards last year, completely overshadowed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And it was like, that was a shame, because then I went back, and it was like, oh, yeah, they had really poignant emotional speeches,
huh?
And we just completely...
Jessica Chastain.
That's right.
The eyes of Tammy Faye.
Yes.
Wow.
I didn't remember she won until she walked out with Halle Berry.
Right. It's like, oh, yeah. And Troy from Coda, too.
Yes.
And West Side Story, Ariana DeBose. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't remember any of it.
And those were such wonderful, uplifting moments at last year's Oscars. Completely overshadowed.
Yeah.
This was one of one of Jimmy's strongest bits. We're talking about the Oscars. If you just tuned in brick by brick, step by step, we are now at the very beginning. We're talking about the monologue and Jimmy as a host in general. If you just clicked over, this is, I think, my favorite bit of his in his monologue, which was an average length, about 13 minutes or so. That's usually what they do. But this is, I like this part.
And permitted to give a 19-minute long speech.
Yeah, that's the end of it, yeah.
No, but seriously, the Academy has a crisis team in place. If anything unpredictable or violent happens during the ceremony, just do what you did last year.
Okay.
Nothing. Sit there and do absolutely nothing. Maybe even give the assailant a hug. And if any of you get mad at a joke and decide you want to come up here and get jiggy with it, it's not going to be easy. There are a few of my friends you're going to have to get through first. You're going to have to get through the heavyweight champ, Adonis Creed, before you get to me. You're going to have to do battle with Michelle Yeoh before you get to me. You are going to have to beat the Mandalorian before you get to me. You are going to have to tangle with Spider-Man. You are going to have to... You are going to have to tangle with Fableman.
Steven Spielberg. They were, you know what made that so great is they all played along because they took shots.
Yes.
If you're listening in your car, they took shots of each, you know, Michael B. and Steven Spielberg. And
the Spider-Man.
Garfield had a great reaction.
He is now a meme. Did someone say, I saw a tweet last night that said, thank you, Andrew Garfield, for giving me my new favorite meme face. You know what I mean? Of like, maybe not. He looked good last night.
Yeah, I guess they just look kind of the same to me. You're thinking
girl.
Just like kind of more like ageless or?
Look again.
All right, let me Google.
He looked real good. I'll tell you, he was real popular in my living room last night with the Brits and Colin and I. Yeah, anyway.
Nice.
We're going to take a break when we come back. The show in general will give you our legendary montage, winner's montage, and then we'll break down everything else. The winners, the losers, the snubs. What were we surprised about? What didn't we like? Blah, 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 blah. Oscar Monday extravaganza continues after this. Hi, friends. It's Jason this morning for AAA Movers. Hope you're having a good Monday. If your Monday involves moving, I can help you. I've been talking about AAA Movers for quite literally a decade coming up in May. Lex and I have been in the morning. Oof, take that in for a second. Anyway, I know. Oof, give me a shot of Rumplements or something. And AAA Movers has been with us since the very beginning. And I've been so proud to represent them because they're the best. Lex and I, from the beginning, you know, we don't do commercials for things we don't believe in and haven't used. I've used AAA four times. Holly D. Roberts has used AAA. Lisa LaCourcier, Dawn, my mom. It just goes on and on and on. And hundreds of you. And it means a lot that you trust us with our recommendations. So if you're looking for a moving company, look no further. 612-588-MOVE. Or go online, my friends. AAAMOVERS.com. Trust them. You don't move every day, but they do.
Hi, my talkers.
Because I've been trying to hit it out.
Welcome back.
What is so funny over there?
Oh, no. What's going on?
Jason and Alex in the morning.
Uh-oh.
I'm Chase with Lex and Holly. Our Oscar extravaganza will continue in just a second. But first, I was just listening to those commercials. I hope you were too, you know, First Equity and all. But, but I feel like we're going through a day like we did. This was before Holly joined our show. But Lex, I feel like we're going through a day similar to the one where about 15 minutes before the start of our third and final hour, we discovered that we had a $10,000 giveaway promotion that we were starting.
Okay. I know where you're going.
Because we didn't, and poor Brooke, our promotions director, she never makes mistakes. And this wasn't a mistake. It was just a misunderstanding. But we were starting a giant contest. And I mean, it was $10,000.
Oh, yeah. Big and deal.
We were starting it in 7 minutes, and we had no idea. The morning show was not given any information. Like, we didn't know what the hell. Dawn looked like a deer in a headlight. Dawn hadn't received any information. I sure the hell didn't get anything. And Lex didn't. We're like, I said to Lex, I go, have you heard anything? You're in the building. She's like, nope.
We didn't give away our first $100. That's how we qualified for the big, big prize.
We had something huge to do. Like, we had to legally. I mean, these games have to go through legal. So
we're like, do we do a drum roll? do we get a bell? Yeah.
Do a fanfare?
Does Lex sing? Or what do we do?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We laughed so hard. Because, you know, Dawn, nobody knew.
No.
Phil Jones didn't know. Nobody knew. So I'm sitting here listening. You know, we went to commercial, and I'm sitting here listening to Bradley and Rocco with the pick your prize thing. Oh, what the hell's that? Like,
what is this contest?
This seems really big, and nobody told us.
Yeah.
There's a promo made?
None of us have ideas. We're like, I don't know. I texted
Alexis and Holly in the break, my talkers. I go, what is this promo? Like, what is this giant pick your prize contest? Because they had enough time to write a song for it.
Oh, yeah.
we just heard it.
Yeah. Did you hear it, Lex?
I did hear it. You guys, hey, enter to win. You can pick your prize.
Yes.
There's a whole list.
We have some.
I'm just going by the promo. Yeah. You can pick your prize.
Pick it. Yeah. Prizes.
And that's Holly, all we know.
Holly, can you play? Holly, I don't mean to mess up the system.
Is there any way to replay that real quick? You know what? I can find it. Just tap dance for a second.
Sure. It's called Pick Your Prize Promo.
Yeah.
I'm listening. You should have seen my face. Lex, you were busy getting ready for your First Equity ad. I'm listening to this going, this sounds large. Like, this.
This is a big deal. Wow.
It sounds like a big priority. You would have thought maybe the morning show or this, we should know something.
Yeah, we don't. I wonder if the website has anything.
Oh my God! How pathetic!
Here's the promo. You want to listen to it?
Let's listen to the promo together.
He'll give us more information.
$10,000!
No, not again!
Whoa.
It's a $10,000 contest.
My God!
Here's the copy. Here's the promo. We'll listen to the promo, and then we've got some copy to read.
Okay.
Listen up.
Okay. Oh, hey, Bradley, can you do?
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Do these promo lines for me quick. It's for this big giveaway thing we got coming up.
Yeah, you get to choose it. Pick your prize.
Oh, sorry. Forgot to tell you. You need to sing them.
Oh. Hey, Dawn, Mike, a little help? 2, 3, 4.
You get to choose it. PYP. Pick your prize. You'll win some cool stuff.
Yes, yes.
Nailed it, Bradley. It's My Talk's Pick Your Prize, where if you win, you get to choose from 11 different prize packages, each worth $10,000.
Yeah.
Here's how it works. Register daily through the My Talk app or by using My Talk keyword prize. We'll draw 4 names a day for 2 weeks, and each of those winners gets $100. Win the grand prize drawing and PYP. Pick your prize of SCS. Some cool stuff. Daily winners start next week on My Talk 107.1.
You get to choose it.
PYP.
Pick your prize.
We had no idea about this contest.
This is literally the same contest.
Yeah.
This is the same
really? Really? Oh, no.
They did it again to us.
Oh, no.
This is the exact.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the same contest. They did it to us again.
Oh, my yeah. God.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is each weekday.
Yes, Holly.
March 20th
okay.
through March 31st. Happy Monday. We'll award 4 winners with $100 each. And they'll be entered to win into the grand prize drawing for a chance to pick your prize, which is at a $10,000 value.
Wow.
Now, we can also do our homework by seeing a full list of pick your prize options at mytalk1071.com. Keyword prize.
Oh,
well,
let's try the keyword.
Look at that together.
Yeah, because
let's do it.
When I clicked on in the carousel, it said the page didn't exist.
Oh,
okay. What was the keyword again?
Prize.
No, our show doesn't exist.
We're actually astral projecting right now. There
God.
It is. Look.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
This one says it starts the 13th. There's 151 qualifiers, 1 lucky winner right now.
Yes.
This is the same contest.
This is the same contest. Oh my gosh.
The same thing. Okay, there's wedding packages, there's heating services. You can win a Bobcat.
Oh my god.
You can win a $10,000 gift card to Warner Stellion.
Oh yeah, baby.
Hey.
Let's see, patios, furniture, and siding and windows. Oh, a diamond engagement ring?
Ooh, window siding and doors.
Oh, my word. And LASIK and Cobb Foods? Wow. Good luck. Please keep trying to win.
Please keep winning at mytalk1071.com. Keyword prize.
And please, if you hear any more about this contest, can you tell us?
I can't believe this is the same.
This is the exact same contest.
Oh no!
That we learn about in a promo. And again, they had enough time to write a jingle for Bradley and Dawn. Could you have written an email the same day?
Hey, kudos! It was an effective jingle. Caught our attention.
Caught our attention.
Nailed it. And then wait, hold on. Oh. What did you just say?
Record scratch.
Oh my god.
Oh god, it's the same. That takes the cake. The same contest.
Yeah.
Oh god,
it's
life
the same.
Is beautiful.
Get our app. Try to win every day.
Sure.
You might get a hundo. Might get $100.
Oh god. Might get a new job.
No, 10,000. Oh my word. Jeez, yeah. I wish I saw your face.
Oh,
now
God.
Though I can just feel it.
I was laughing so hard. I was like, listen, I looked like a dog with his head out of the window, like his head.
Where are we going?
I'm like, neutered promo? Like, what? Where are you taking me, Daddy? What is this? We're giving away what?
Wait, we're not getting a pup cup?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, we're gonna
getting
take
your cups chopped.
That's right. Well, when we come back, our Oscar extravaganza continues. When we return.
Oh, I do know what's going on at Rebath, and that's what's so great about working with a company like Rebath, because functionality should never compromise beautiful design. And at Rebath, they get it. They're one-stop remodeling shop for your bathroom at any budget, and they can get it done in 5 days or less. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. You're not spending weeks waiting for your bathroom to get done. They cover the entire process, design to done, in 4 easy steps. They have your in-home consultation. That's free. They want to bring the showroom to you. They want to see your space, talk about your budget, and then come up with a beautiful design for you. If you decide to go with them, make sure you mention me or my talk, because you'll get $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Then, of course, a team of two will come. They'll do all the removal, preparation, and, of course, professional installation, custom-made products. They'll come directly to your home, and they'll get the job done. So go to rebath.com to have a designer come to your home, or check out their showroom in Apple Valley.
Welcome back. It's Oscar Monday here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Everything entertainment, everybody, nobody tells us. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly.
Jason! We're like the audience sitting behind Thames at the Oscars last night with
God.
That huge drapey structural thing.
Okay.
I'm trying to strain, like, what's happening? I can't see.
Let's talk about that. We're going to talk, by the way, we're going to get to the winners, the losers, the snubs, Angela Bassett's reaction.
Oh, yeah, that side eye.
And all of that, every aspect of the Oscars, but Lex just brought it up, so let's discuss Thames.
Yeah.
So
she was nominated for an Oscar. She helped write Lift Me Up.
Yeah.
For Wakanda Forever.
So that gives her the right to wear a Stratus cloud?
No. No, okay. Absolutely not. I'm just saying, like, she's a big deal. And when she walked out on the red carpet, I mean, she literally took my breath away. She looked like she was floating on a cloud, because it's tulle, it's white. It comes up behind her head.
It's gorgeous.
Almost like a big cape. Yes, absolutely stunning. But you would think that would be detachable when she's sitting in the theater. But no, it wasn't.
No.
Yes, Jace?
I did not like that. I thought that was a lot inconsiderate.
Oh, it was rude.
I thought it was just very inconsiderate. And I saw people defending her of like, she's the queen. Anybody that sits behind her, they're there for a reason. And I'm like, stop it. Stop it! Stop
They're
it! I'm
craning their neck.
Yeah, I'm like, that's. I enjoy your work, but no, that's just in you. You know that you're wearing a cumulus cloud. You know you know that you're right. That around your neck. You know, you know what you're wearing, and you know that the people behind you are not going to be able to see, and you don't care, and that's just I that bothered me. That really bothered me.
It would have been cool, to Alexis's point, if it was detachable. Like,
yes.
I'm going to float down this red carpet, and I'm going to look amazing. And then when I sit down, take it off.
Yeah.
Put it in a bag. Your tote.
Yeah, yeah, so there's a level that we can blame the designer. I don't know. Because it was... Now, here's a positive. I mean, I think she was inconsiderate. Mm-hmm. But she looked stunning.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
The dress was a highlight in a very safe year. Her dress was a highlight. Just unfortunately, it should have been thought of. I mean, come on. The designer knows she's going to be sitting in an auditorium chair.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There should have been some consideration for the consideration.
Yep.
But
Kate Hudson, she's one of my favorite dressed of the night last night. When she went to present an award, the cape that she wore that was just, I mean, it wasn't even big and flowy, you know, that would distract anybody, but that came off. And so when she, it was just the sparkly straps, just this beautiful silver mermaid style gown and just looked gorgeous. But
yeah.
Even that, like the designer thought, okay, well, to present, we'll have her take that off, but on the red carpet, of course, or champagne carpet, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to have that moment, but man, I just felt bad for everyone behind her.
I did too. Because, I mean, those were probably people nominated too, the
yes.
people defending Thames. Well, I saw so many. It was like, well, if they're sitting behind her, they deserved it. No. That's not the way it works. People
yeah.
behind her, she was pretty far up there. She's pretty close.
Yes.
So people behind her were probably big nominees too, or nominees families. And that's just not fair. That's just inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Do you think, okay, you're in charge of the Oscars and the
yes,
seating
ma'am.
And everything. You don't know that she's going to come in a gown
with
of the substantial
cumulonimbus cloud. Yeah.
Oh, right. Do you at some point just say, hey, we're going to move you and put her maybe in a position where there aren't people behind her like that? Or do you just like go on with the show?
You go on with the show. And then if the people you let the people behind her be grownups, if they have a problem with it, then they go tell a manager, like you're at Starbucks complaining about a mocha latte. You know what I mean?
You're the manager. Do you move her or do you just, I mean, is there a way to deflate that or like fold it up or something?
Quite literally deflate the
yeah.
Stratus cloud. Yeah.
It would have been so cool if it just like folded down like an umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been great and easy to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just unfortunate. Before we get to the actual winners, Montouge, Lex,
yeah.
you brought up fashion. I mean, we talked about the red carpet as a show. Any other people that you loved? Because I know you love the fashion. Is there anybody that stuck out to
yes,
you, Lex?
Yes, I loved Kate Blanchett's just like teal silky top that she wore. It was very simple, but it just looked absolutely stunning. It was a color that a lot of people did not wear because there was a lot of white on the red carpet, more than I even expected. Lots of white and black, of course.
Yeah.
Let's see, Angela Bassett in that beautiful purple.
Stunner. She was one of my favorites.
And that necklace, Cara Delevingne, she had that bright red, or like more of like a maroon red, like deep red, big puffy shoulder. And then the slit just came all the way up, and then just all this volume in the back. She looked stunning.
Amazing.
Oh, and then Rihanna. Now, she wore black, but man, the little cutouts on the side. She's got her belly out. You know, she's really showing now. So just to own that and look as beautiful as she did, and then to perform like she did too. The dress that she switched into. Oh, that was given like kind of flapper vibes.
I enjoyed that one too. We're talking fashion at the Oscars, if you just tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
She's always a perennial favorite for me.
Yes.
Now, I don't have any problems acknowledging when she misses, but Nicole Kidman looked great last night.
Oh, she did. Yes.
She looked real good last night.
The only thing I had was her hair. It just didn't feel Oscar-like.
Oh, see, I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
But Holly, she looked absolutely gorgeous. Yes.
Anybody that sticks out to you, my dear friend?
I think that Rihanna was the best dressed last night. She
yeah.
had custom a lot. It's an Alaya. So
yeah.
it perfectly accentuated everything. It was totally her style. And I thought that she really walked the red carpet in a very fashionable way.
Mm-hmm.
I think worst dressed was The Rock.
Oh, man. You didn't like his pink?
No.
Oh.
No. Yes. Man, woman, child, worst dressed, The Rock. I hated that. Nope.
Oh, okay.
Did not like it.
I like that he took a chance.
Okay.
You're like, no. My best dressed guy was Idris Elba. I love black and navy together. It just looks so stunning. And, you know, he can pretty much wear anything.
He can do anything. Good Lord, yeah.
But I like that it didn't feel just, you know, what everybody else did. Also, Daniel in the maroon from Everything Everywhere All at Once. I
yes.
loved his suit, too, with the embroidery on it.
Just he did
felt
look good.
Special.
I'm looking at a video of him right now, actually, as you said that. I thought Eva Longoria looked fantastic.
Oh, right.
She looked like she looked like the Chrysler building.
Yes.
It was very Art Deco. She came out with the Academy president to talk about the Academy Museum. Eva Longoria looked stunning.
She
amazing.
Did. Well, she's also doing that wet hair look with the slick back gel.
Yes.
But yeah, that dress is just, absolutely gorgeous. All of the stoning on there, that just, ooh.
Yeah, I give Angela Bassett best dressed for me. Oh, just man, woman, child, anybody. Yeah, I give Angela best dressed for me. And then worst is The Rock. Oh, Lord. Anyway. when we come back, our legendary winner's montage. We'll give you a wrap up if you just woke up and you're like, what the hell happened on the Oscars? We'll tell you and we'll go through who we liked that won, who we wanted to win, all of that when we return.
Hey, friends, Alexis for David and the team at First Equity. Wow, they've been doing this a long time, 23 years and counting. They are your independent mortgage broker, local lender. If you notice in the news, there's lots of major mortgage companies that are getting out of the game. And you know why? Because gimmicks don't work. And when you work with David and the team at First Equity, they will offer you the best deal right away. There's no games. And that's what's so great about working with David and the team. As long as you need a mortgage, they're here for you. They are in the game. They are consistent. Going to be there, and that's what's so wonderful. Conventional, FHA, VA, first-time home buyer, there's so many different loans available to you, and working with David and the team, they will take the time to get to know you. This is unmatched, personalized service. They shop multiple lenders, which gives you more options, better rates, more opportunities for down payment assistance. 763-251-8000 or my talk keyword, David.
Welcome back. It is Oscar Monday on My Talk 107.1. This is Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything winners, losers, and side eye. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly.
Yeah.
All morning and all day, we'll be recapping the 95th Academy Awards. And now, per our tradition, it's time, if you missed it, if you're just waking up and you completely missed the Oscars, everything about it, you don't even know who won, well, you know you can count on us, because we have our legendary winner's montage of all the winners of the Academy Awards, and here it is.
For Best Animated Feature, and the Oscar goes to Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio for performance by an actor in a supporting role.
Performance by an actress in a supporting role.
Jamie Lee Curtis!
For achievement in directing.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, Daniel Kwan and Daniel Shiner.
For performance by an actor in a leading role. Brendan Fraser. For performance by an actress in a leading role.
Michelle Yeoh.
For Best Picture, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
There we go. The above the fold winners, the big ones from the 95th Oscars last night. Any surprises for you, Lex?
We talked about this before. Everything Everywhere All at Once, just a fantastic movie. So not surprised that it won the most awards. I maybe with the supporting actor or actress and Angela Bassett's response to that. The side eye, because I really did think she would win for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, but Jamie Lee Curtis took it, which she was fantastic in Everything Everywhere All at Once. So, I guess that would be the only one. Otherwise, it kind of went in line with, who we thought would win. There was a chance that maybe, you know, we talked about Austin Butler winning for Best Actor for Elvis.
Uh-huh.
But, of course, Brendan Fraser took that one home. How about you? Any surprises?
No, I thought Jamie Lee would win.
Mm.
I was pretty on the nose with who I thought would win.
Yeah.
What I don't like, and I'm sure we've done it here on our show on Oscar Mondays, so I don't mean to be a hypocrite, but this is what I don't like, and this is, I kind of had to get off Twitter, and I also have to realize Twitter is 1% of the population, so Twitter doesn't represent everybody. I always have to keep perspective about that.
Yep, that's true.
But what I don't like is when there is a winner, that you don't agree with, you bash that winner. You know what I mean? And yeah. It's of no fault of their own. It's not of Jamie Lee Curtis's making that she got, you know, other than the fact of her talent. The Oscars, they're not fair.
No.
Everybody, you know what I mean? It's never fair. You know, the example that always rises to the top, and it's not perfect. The example that always rises to the top is Denzel. Denzel should have absolutely won for The Hurricane, but they gave it to him for Training Day.
Yeah.
Which was not as good as The Hurricane. But it's almost like, you know, it's like a make good.
this is Jamie Lee Curtis's first Oscar.
Yes. And then also there's the train of thought of maybe, I mean, obviously more people in the vote, in the acting voting block thought that Jamie Lee did better.
Right.
And that's not a slam on Angela. Mm-mm. Holly, what do you think?
Yeah.
Angela's alleged, you know, perceived slight is really the big snub story out of this year. What's your take on it?
Well, it's interesting. Whenever anyone contextualizes something as a snub, you know, versus, well, Jamie Lee won, but then you put it that Angela Bassett was snubbed. I don't really enjoy the word snub because it's just, you know, to, you know, Alexis's point, the voters of the Academy voted for Jamie Lee Curtis. And it wasn't a vote against Angela Bassett, you know? So,
no.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Twitter commentary.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Don't believe it.
Well, proceed with caution if you want to go down that rabbit hole. But yeah, it was. I didn't view it as necessarily a slight against Angela Bassett. I viewed it as, okay, these folks voted for Jamie Lee Curtis. Now, Angela Bassett looked visibly disappointed, as you would if you were the front runner and you lost an award. She is a human being with feelings and emotions, and she had them last night.
Okay.
Right.
Now, let me ask you a follow-up question. Do you think it was in bad form to not clap or stand for Jamie Lee?
Well, if she didn't want to, then she didn't want to.
Yeah.
And that's totally fair. You can have your reaction.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you have to join in for the standing ovation. And that goes with anything.
Yeah.
That's totally fine.
Lex,
fine.
Yeah, I think so, too. She genuinely looks stunned. So I think maybe she just needed a moment. And I'm hoping that maybe she'll reach out later and just, you know, congratulate her. Yeah, wow. I didn't realize she didn't stand up. I thought it was just her reaction of just like, oh, like her instant, you know, face change.
I hear and I agree that you have the right to have your reaction.
Yeah.
I do. And I love Angela. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she should have already have won. So I'm not debating that.
Just be a good loser.
Maybe that's
what you're saying.
A little bit. Now I agree with Holly. I'm actually kind of taking a little bit of. I agree with a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Holly as far as you can have you. Obviously you have the right to react in that moment however you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I also agree with the standing ovation thing because I think I think we dilute the standing ovation because we give it for everything. I don't even mind that. If she did not clap for Jamie, it just looks a little sour grape-ish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not good form. Like, I would be disappointed too, but I would clap for the winner.
Yeah.
Because it's not Jamie Lee's fault. I think that's my point. It's not her fault. And I just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know. That's how I feel.
Yeah, that's how awards go. Somebody wins one, and then other people don't.
Yeah.
Right, and it was in her favor for other ones because she did win. And maybe that's part of it, is just thinking, okay, well, there's a pattern here. I should win this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I'm, you know, disappointed. And it's hard to get over it, maybe.
Yes. And and it's not fair. Mm-hmm. The Oscars are not perfect. The Academy is just, my goodness.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, Crash winning when Brokeback or The Dark Knight. I mean, I go back to 2008. I mean, that... You can go, there's various examples of the Oscars making a mistake and then rectifying it giving someone an award when they really should have received it for another movie, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully, if that logic continues, Angela will get one very soon, because she should have already have received one, for heaven's sake.
Oh, for a lot of performances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did you like her? Did you think it was an Academy Award winning performance in Wakanda, Lex?
Well, you know, I love that movie.
I know you do.
Of all of them, yes, she was a bright, shining star in it. I think she did fantastic. So she should definitely have been nominated. Okay. Now, when it comes to who I would have voted for, I guess when it comes down to it, probably Jamie Lee Curtis.
Okay. There we go. Join our conversation on the Twitter machine. We have just scratched the surface of winners and those who went home a little empty-handed, except for a chocolate Oscar at the Vanity Fair party. More commentary when we return. Stay with us.